Bills General Manager Doug Welly's appearance is presented by New Era Cab. Visit our flagship store at 160 Delaware Avenue. New Era Cab. Fly your own flag.
Welcome back to the Buffalo Bills Draft Special presented by New Era. You know, General Manager Doug Whaley has played an integral role in the last four drafts since joining the team back in 2010. But this year, he's running the draft room for the very first time. He sat down with Chris Brown to discuss the depth of the 2014 draft class, how much movement we may see on draft day, and his feelings on whether Buffalo might trade up.
Well, Doug, here we are. First year, you're going to be in the draft room pulling the trigger as general manager of the Buffalo Bills. You've been through it before. You know what the atmosphere is like. What are your expectations now, though, knowing you're pulling the trigger?
To run as smoothly as it had in the past. We do a lot of work, a lot of man hours to put into this, and I equate it to coaching. If you get your team ready practicing throughout the week, come game time, it's the best time of the year week because everything's set, you're prepared for every situation, and you go in and you have fun. And that's how we attack this draft process.
You've mentioned how critical this draft class could be to putting the team over the playoff hump. You've only got six picks going into it. Do you need to hold on to what you've got in terms of those picks to really cash in the way you want in this draft?
Some people would say yes, and then sometimes you have to lean towards no. It's going to be a case-by-case basis. If there's somebody up there or out there that we have a chance to get, and we may have to surrender a pick, if we think in the long run that's the guy that can help us build that foundation to get over the hump, we can do it. So you always want to have the flexibility to go either way. And one of the things I was taught in this business, don't be afraid to make a deal.
Doug, with the extra 100 players in the draft pool this year, does that make a fourth-round pick like a third-round pick or a third-round pick like a second-round pick? Basically, is there enhanced value with your picks in this draft?
I would believe so. And I think you may not get a third-round talent in the fourth round, but you could get a fourth-round talent throughout the whole fourth round or a third-round talent throughout the whole third round. So it's deep. But I believe you'll get a lot of value wherever you pick in this draft.
You said the draft is deep. That leads me to my next question. Where might it be the deepest?
Offensive line and wide receiver. Those two positions are positions that we think, and cornerback, that you can get a quality player later in the draft that may end up contributing and maybe starting for you.
You mentioned that you're keeping your options open, especially when it comes to a potential trade. How much comfort does it provide you, having been in the draft room last year with Buddy, when you guys made the big deal to move down in the first round, get an extra second, and land Kiko and EJ?
Gives you a good blueprint to fall back on, and your nerves are not as tense, and you just say, hey, this is how it worked before, and again, you have a blueprint, and you just follow it, and hopefully it's as successful as it was last year.
Do you believe the depth of talent in this draft is going to lead to more movement up and down the board for all teams?
Maybe in the earlier rounds and the later rounds, because it is so deep, there probably won't be, in my opinion, as much, just because you can get that same quality of player if you stay put.
Helping EJ Manuel progress has been stated as a top priority. How do you go about prioritizing whether the best help is an offensive tackle or another receiver, a tight end, a running back, et cetera?
The good thing about our coaching staff is we prioritize. They just say, get us the best players out there, and they'll put them in positions to help our team win. So it's an easier fix or a situation for us. So we just grade the talent, and if it's a tackle, then he's the best player out there. We're going to go get that best player, and the coaches will scheme him into helping EJ.
You said recently that a receiver with size is a missing dimension in your offense. How do you avoid the temptation of forcing things, believing you might be one player away with a big receiver?
You never want to force, and that's why we're excited about this year's draft, because we don't have a particular need that we're looking to go after. Again, we can go all across the board. Now, size receiver, everybody's looking for a size receiver, but you need a size receiver that plays catch, not drop.
And then finally, how much has the change in defensive scheme altered the plan in terms of the amount of additions that have to be made on the defensive side to get the right fits?
It's still the same. Get good players, and Schwartz has come in, and from the day we started talking, he says, yes, we're going to have some transition, and there's some guys that are going to have to move a little bit or get a little bit out of their comfort level from last year. But if they're good players, we will find a way to get them on the field and be productive. So, again, that's exciting for us, so we don't have to pigeonhole ourselves into a certain characteristic of a player.
Doug, as always, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it.
Good luck calling the shots on draft day.
Looking forward to it.